95.1 The Bull Community Conversations brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, delivering exceptional personalized health care with compassion. I'm Mark Pitts, joined now by Mariah Schmitz. She is the community representative for Care Initiatives Hospice, which is based in Cedar Falls. But Mariah, you serve quite an area from your Cedar Falls home base. Tell us a little bit about Care Initiatives Hospice.
Yeah, so hospice care is really about living life to its fullest potential, providing that quality of life wherever our patients live. Home, assisted living, nursing facility, hospital. We've even cared for homeless people sometimes. So really it's just providing that extra one-on-one support to our patients and providing that quality care.
And you've been in Chickasaw County for about a year in terms of presence, correct?
Yep.
And then you've added Floyd County recently?
Yep, Floyd, Cerro Gordo, Worth, and Mitchell. About a year ago, I started digging into Chickasaw, spreading the word, and then now just recently in the last few months, expanded into Floyd County. So continuing to grow up north from there.
Care Initiatives Hospice, maybe people have heard the term hospice. Give us some insight exactly, you know, what you guys do.
Yeah, so a lot of times people think hospice is only for the last days of life, and that is definitely not true. We want to see our patients months before that time comes, and potentially even longer. A lot of the times we get that phone call at the end of life, and they don't get the best benefit from that resource because they're not able to take advantage of it for that long period of time.
What would be the most advantageous time for somebody to seek out your services?
Yes. So when they are given a diagnosis and they're seeing steady decline, and we're talking long-term decline, so they're not able to get around. They have weight loss, more infections. Maybe they've had hospital visits more often, medication changes. So seeing those little changes. And a little fun fact is people who get on hospice at the appropriate time, so when they start to see those declines, they actually live longer than their projected diagnosis that they were given, because we're able to make those changes and provide that good care.
And I would imagine, you know, having somebody present, maybe, let's face it, somebody who may be diagnosed that maybe, you know, they're going to be passing. That's a lot of weight on those, the family members, relatives, and things like that.
Yeah. And so we're there obviously for the patient, but also for the family. So hospice is a benefit for the family. We follow our patients who pass away. Their family and friends get follow-up grief support for 13 months following that patient's passing. So it's not only a benefit for that specific patient, but also for the family.
And we're talking with Mariah Schmitz. She is community representative for Care Initiatives Hospice, again, based in Cedar Falls, but they're serving Chickasaw, Floyd, Cerro Gordo, Worth, and Mitchell counties. When a family member first reaches out to your service for hospice, what are some of their initial questions? What kind of things should they be asking in terms of a service like yours?
Yeah, so how often is my caregiver going to come and see me? Every hospice is a little bit different. So asking, are you guys going to come daily? What complimentary services do you have? So those are all a little bit different between hospice agencies. For ours specifically, we have music therapy, massage therapy, Reiki therapy, volunteer, and pet therapy. So those are all extra comfort cares, quality of life. So I would be asking those type of questions. What's your team like? What's your medication management look like? What resources are you connected to? Do I get to keep my own provider?
Conversely, are there certain questions that you want to ask to kind of find out maybe the family dynamics, things like that that are involved?
Yeah, I always ask, have you had hospice experience in the past? And has it been a good one? Because usually hospice has a bad stigma tied to it, and it's tied to a situation that nobody likes to talk about. So my goal is to make hospice a positive outcome, because death should just be just as beautiful as birth. So
Well, talk a little bit about your experience of what drew you to, it takes, let's face it, it takes special people to be able to help others through their final days.
Yes. So I came to hospice care actually right after my aunt passed away, and she was on hospice for not even 24 hours. And this agency had reached out to me and said, do you want to work? And I said, absolutely not. I do not want to come and work for people who just die all the time. And they said, I think you got it all wrong. And I took care of my grandpa in my basement, and I had no support at all, and he died in our basement. And so I had negative experiences, and just getting the education to people so that they have extra support and know that they have resources for them too.
Yeah. And I think, again, for those who are on the receiving end of hospice, yeah, that would not be the way they would want to go, you know, alone in a basement. This gives them some support and, you know, again, makes them, you know, feel they still have a purpose until they're gone.
Yep. And even after. Yeah. And a lot of times, like, our team will build that relationship with our team, and they'll end up helping with funeral arrangements and doing that thing. The music therapist will come and play at their funeral, and it's beautiful.
It becomes personal for you guys too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why we like to have those patients on much sooner so we can build those relationships.
Okay. Care Initiatives Hospice, again, based in Cedar Falls. Now, how long has the organization been around? And again, now you're expanding into to North Central and Northeast Iowa.
Yeah. So it's been around for over 30 years. We started off as just very small in Des Moines, and that's kind of where it started. And then every year we've kind of just continued to grow.
And in fact, your growth, you're looking to hire a couple of more nurses, right?
Yep. So nurses, aides, that's the beauty of a nonprofit. The more people we can serve, the more people we can get jobs and extra support to. So as we continue to grow, as we get more patients, we'll be looking for, we like to staff local to where we serve. So fast response time.
Okay, sure. What kind of qualifications does one need to have providing hospice?
Yep. So our medical care team looks like it's a RN case manager, so having that RN license, an aide, so your CNA, a social worker, so any social work degree, and then our spiritual care, so any pastoral background, just to come and give the word to our patients. And not all of our patients are religious, but to be that companion to just talk about past, present, future. So yeah, those are our core four members of our team.
Okay. All right. And we're talking with Mariah Schmitz, community representative for Care Initiatives Hospice. Now you're also willing to do some group presentations. You mentioned that kind of at the outset that some people have a bad connotation of what hospice is or a negative stereotype, but you're willing to go out and kind of pull back the curtain for people to get a little better idea what you guys do.
Yep, untie that stigma. So anywhere I'm able to go, and it's just about making those connections, right? So whether it's churches or banks or groups that meet, coffee groups, anywhere in the area, especially as I continue to grow, the resources would be really beneficial to me as I'm getting to know the area. I hosted a community group. I had one lady show up, and she was there not for education, but to complain about a previous hospice service that she had. And I was like, oh, so I guess hearing those other things out there is beneficial to me too, just to know what's going on.
Absolutely. You know, you learn from other people's mistakes or missteps and so forth. Mariah, anything else about Care Initiatives Hospice that you want people to know about that I didn't ask about?
Yeah, we're just working to expand. And the biggest thing is, even if you don't think that you or a loved one would qualify to get on a hospice radar, to be followed, because hospice is that the best quality care that you're going to receive. And I pack my backpack full of other resources, so if I'm not able to help, then I will get you to somewhere who can.
If people wanted to know more about Care Initiatives, the hospice, your service, and you know, any comments, questions, concerns, how should they reach out and get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, so they can call our office number at 319-232 6148, and then they can just ask for me and I'll be happy to answer any questions they have.
You guys are also online at careinitiativeshospice.org. Again, now reaching into Chickasaw, Floyd, Sarah Gordo, Worth, and Mitchell counties. And Mariah, thanks, and thanks for all you do there to make people comfortable in their final days.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Mariah Schmitz joining us here. I'm Mark Pitts. Our community conversation again brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center on 95.1 The Bull.